June 1st, Bodega Head Beach.
Ken Buesler is standing on the sand at Bodega Head holding a logbook in his hand. Volunteers wade into the waves to scoop water into a bucket. They bring it back to a large plastic container and fill it, bit by bit, to the top.
Almost. A couple more and we'll be there.
Buesler is a research scientist working at Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution in Massachusetts. That's his day job. He also runs a citizen science project called Our Radioactive Oceans. The project's mission is to keep tabs on the radioactive contaminants that were released 3 years ago from the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear disaster.
Last fall, we kept getting asked the same question. Is it going to be safe on the west coast of North America with the arrival of the currents that carry the Fukushima isotopes? As a scientist, I felt it would be, but we had no data. There were no government agencies in the U.S. measuring these compounds. And so after saying, I think it would be okay, I decided, well, we should make some measurements.
The project is crowdfunded and now has about 30 sampling locations along the North American Pacific coast. Buesler has to rely on donations from the public because no U.S. agency takes responsibility for monitoring the radioactivity in the oceans.
Right now, we can't find federal sponsors. I'm a research scientist. I go to agencies like Department of Energy or NOAA, and they all have an interest in this, but they don't have funding. So NOAA doesn't study radionuclides in the ocean. They don't have programs, yet they study oceans and atmospheres. The EPA looks at drinking water and the air we breathe, but not the oceans. Department of Energy certainly studies radionuclides on land in waste sites, but not as it reaches the ocean.
Radioactive contaminants from Fukushima will follow ocean currents and decay along the way. They haven't yet appeared on the coast, but they're coming and are expected to arrive later this year. Concentrations of cesium-134, the fingerprint isotope released from Fukushima, will peak here in 2 to 3 years. Even at the highest concentrations, radiation levels are predicted to be far, far below what's considered hazardous for humans or wildlife, at least on our coast. Radiation will remain a concern for Japanese fisheries for several decades. Regardless of whether the concentrations are safe or not, Buesler says we need to do a better job of understanding how radioactive atoms behave in the ocean.
The three models I know differ by 10 times in how much cesium they're predicting. All of those cases predict low numbers. I think a factor of 10 is really not good enough. If we don't have predictive capabilities better than a factor of 10, that might be okay in this case because we expect low numbers. But if there are future accidents along a coastline, you'd want to be able to know better than factors of 10 how much radiation is going to show up at the beach downstream from an accident site.
Buesler hopes to raise enough money to continue the monitoring for at least 3 more years, just to make sure radiation levels really are as low as expected. Unfortunately, doing that is very expensive.
Money really is the limit to do these analyses. They cost about $550 for any single sample.
So, after collecting the sample and securing it in the car...
Close it up. Okay, there we go. One more sample for our radioactive ocean.
He's heading off to a local fundraiser. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton in Bodega Bay.